DeclaringTheKingdom.com.
Some people never learn. You know, all of us that live on the earth, that have lived, ever shall live, reap what was sown from the beginning, and that was with the disobedience of Adam and Eve in the garden, where God had said, "You may eat of all the things here, except the tree that's in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And then the time comes along when Adam and Eve were near that tree, and the serpent came along and said, "Oh, you can eat of that tree, you won't die." He lies. That's his nature. And Eve looked at it, and she rationalized and reasoned and received the transmission of what the serpent said in exchange for what God had said, which is the typical way of that's done in religion. Taking false doctrine, rejecting the commandment of God, and holding to tradition. And they partook because she rationalized, it looked pleasant, it would taste good, and it would make her wise. And the serpent had told her, "Hell, you'll be like God." And sin came into the world. And I say, people don't learn because the same thing, the forbidden, of partaking of knowledge of good and knowledge of evil, forbidden the occult, to know the mysterious, doing magic, incantations, special pronunciations, is rooted in evil. Because why? It's using information that's not through the Lord Jesus Christ. That comes through humility and obedience. Just got done doing a message about hocus pocus, the horrible magic of creating names for God. Listen, this is what Jesus taught his disciples, was how to relate to the Father. They asked Jesus, "How should we pray? Teach us how to pray." And Jesus said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name." And many such ways that Jesus referred to his Father, Holy Father, Living Father, Father. He also referred to God as God and Lord. These are the simple ways that God is expressed. And what does the forbidden occultist do that's seeking power outside of walking with God in fellowship, but seeking to use it for their own means? That's the occult. That's the hidden. That's the hocus pocus. It's deceptive. It's of the nature of the serpent. So in the same way that Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the beginning for the lie of the serpent, it's the same thing that's taking place today by people refusing to be simply obedient disciples of Jesus, relating to our Father by calling him Abba Father, Father, and creating these magical pronunciations, mystical, hidden, that's rooted way back and throughout the history, and this agenda is going to this very day. There's people that worship angels, and it's interesting that the language of Hebrew is involved. And the people that are doing this worshiping of angels and casting spells and incantations, and they think there's power in how they speak things and pronunciation. Isn't that what we see today in the Christian world, so-called? People going back to the Hebrew, which was a dead language that had to be recreated 600 AD to 1000 AD, and then even to be spoken in the late 1800s. But along that way, after Hebrew was recreated by the Masoretes, these are Jesus haters, Jesus deniers. And what does John, that knew Jesus, an apostle of the Lord, say four times in the letter? It's Antichrist. If you deny Jesus came in the flesh, he that denies Jesus doesn't have the Father either. The occult is rooted in the Jews' religion that actually killed all the prophets, stoned the ones that were sent, and actually crucified Jesus, and have persecuted all men. And that's written in Thessalonians. But they create magic, special incantations, They insert things. They take four consonants and they'll add vowels and create a name. And all that's why all this confusion, because it's rooted in the mystical. If you think that you'll have special power with God by speaking Hebrew when you're an English-speaking person, then you have now just been exposed and you have an affinity or a temerity or a commonality with the occult. Because if you're English-speaking, then you should use the English language. Yes, study the original languages, look at the meanings, let the Holy Spirit illuminate your mind. That's one thing. But there's a titillation underway in the earth to draw people away from Jesus into ethereal, esoteric, secret knowledge of the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil. I dare say, if you're part of this, repent before the Lord, humble yourself, ask Him to have mercy upon you and to wash you from that sin and deliver you from those unclean spirits, the spirit of darkness, the spirit that operates in the children of disobedience to this day. There's an agenda to lead people away from the Lord. And God had shown at the day of Pentecost, when He poured out His Holy Spirit upon the people, the believers, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied, and people that were in Jerusalem from all over the world coming, assembling there at that Pentecost appointed time, heard in their own language the great works of God. God is sending the gospel and the truth of His word, not only, yes, into our hearts, but it was written and translated into languages all over the world. But to esteem Hebrew a dead language, recreated, reinvented by Jesus' haters, they've deceived people, ladies and gentlemen. They've deceived people. They pulled one off. In the 1500s, we have the rising of Freemasonry, which is Jewish occult, the Kabbalah, the Zohar. It's there. John Dee, one of the most famous magicians in the 1500s, passed his mantle to Sir Francis Bacon, a Rosicrucian, a secret society member. And King James VI was a Freemason from Scotland, and he became the King of England. And he created this King James Version, which is deeply rooted in the occult, secret societies, and it's right there on the imagery of the Bible. These things happened long ago, and why is it there's so few that are aware of these things? The deception is far widespread. But the truth is being known because the Lord said He would expose the lies. He would shout it from the rooftop to those that have ears to hear and to understand, those that have eyes to see and perceive. The depths of Satan has truly operated through false churches, false leaders, false ministry. And as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, three times he spoke of changing shape. Men that seek opportunity to act like apostles change shape. No wonder, he said, Satan himself changes shape as an angel of light, and so do his ministers change shape. They talk about God, they talk about Jesus, but they insert falsehood, leaven, and it's deadly. That is what's going on. John Dee was into the Hebrew language and Enochian worship and worship of angels, and they are into incantations of special speaking, special names. Now, do you see how English-speaking people that say they have faith in Jesus are leaving Jesus and are becoming Torah observant? And if you do law out of your flesh, Christ will not be of any benefit to you. And that is what's happening, and people becoming miserable and full of hatred and division and schism and confused. Because they're abandoning the simple obedience to Jesus. That Jesus said, say, our Father, which art in heaven. And to those that are truly born again, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your heart where we cry, Abba, Father. So what are all these pronunciations? Yahweh, Jehovah, Yah, this pronunciation, Yehovah. All these pronunciations, whose names are they, ladies and gentlemen? They're causing you to forget the name, that one, that name above every name, and that is the name of Jesus. Every tongue will confess, every knee will bow, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.